National Football League officials are praising yesterday's legal decision that at least temporarily blocks Maurice Clarett and other young players from joining the league. A federal appeals court stayed an earlier ruling that had opened up this weekend's NFL draft to college underclassmen and even high school students. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
2 months ago, a judge overturned a long-standing NFL rule requiring players to be at least 3 years beyond high school graduation before they join the pros. The judge said the rule violated antitrust laws and prevented young athletes from pursuing a livelihood. Former running back Maurice Clarett, who helped Ohio State win the national championship in his one season of college football, had challenged the rule. By winning what was called a landmark decision, Clarett and other previously ineligible young players were given the right to become professionals. But the NFL appealed, and yesterday, a federal appeals court in New York put history on hold. The court stayed the earlier ruling, meaning at this point, Clarett and the others won't be involved in the NFL draft this Saturday and Sunday. In oral arguments before the court, the NFL said the eligibility rule was part of the collective bargaining agreement between management and players, and therefore exempt from antitrust law. In a written statement, the Court of Appeals said the NFL showed it could win its case, but the court issued the stay so it could fully review the issues before making a final ruling. Those at the hearing said the appeals court judges seemed to side with the NFL in the way they grilled Maurice Clarett's lawyer, Alan Milstein. But New York sports attorney Daniel Glazer says don't read too much into judges' demeanor during oral arguments.
That may just mean that they agreed with the NFL that there are serious issues here that need more consideration and warrant a stay. But maybe the court doesn't necessarily agree with the NFL so much to actually rule in their favor in the end.
If the court ultimately goes against the NFL and issues its final ruling after this weekend's draft, the league has said it'll hold a supplemental draft for Clarett and several other young players who've declared themselves eligible. But Glazer says if the Court of Appeals follows up its stay by ruling in favor of the NFL, it could prompt other leagues to put in place minimum age requirements. Glazer notes NBA Commissioner David Stern has talked about slowing the recent stream of high school players entering pro basketball.
He would certainly have a stronger argument being able to point to a court decision that says, yes, in fact, in some situations, imposing a minimum age requirement can be reasonable.
The NFL argues it's reasonable because college underclassmen and high school athletes aren't ready, physically or mentally, for the extreme rigors of pro football. And for Maurice Clarett, the pounding any running back endures in the NFL would be even greater if he were allowed to enter the league early. So says Matt Brock, a former NFL defensive tackle who now works for Sports Management Worldwide, a company that trains sports agents.
If he did go into the NFL, there was a lot of big, mean guys that were looking to make an example of him. You can't tell me that there's not a linebacker in the league that is just ready to lay a lick on a young man coming out and teaching him a lesson about, you know, not being ready to be there, or this is what the grown men do, and you're just not ready for this yet.
Maurice Clarett's lawyer disagrees. Alan Milstein didn't return calls requesting an interview. But yesterday in court, Milstein talked about Clarett and the University of Southern California's Mike Williams, another young prospect who wants to go pro early. The teams are lining up to hire these guys, Milstein said, because the teams know these players are ready to play. Tom Goldman, NPR News.